We've been talking about this precautionary evacuation alert for 53 properties in the Lazy Lake area. We go now to board chair Kurt Swanson from out at Fort Steele here today. Do you have evacuation plans at this time, Kurt, and how are things working out so far this morning then?
Well, we're busy. We've got, of course, we've got 17 Clydesdales that we have to find places for. I just talked to, actually, Brian Marriott. He stepped up, and we've got people with trailers. We've got people with trucks that can haul the animals away if needed.
At this point, they're saying it's a precautionary alert, and I see what you're doing. You get your ducks in a row long ahead of time.
We have to be prepared, and because it's a big move. It's a big move, and we hope it's not going to get to that spot. Right now, our CEO, Jessica Johnson, who has done a fantastic job getting us through COVID, is right now getting the LIDAR maps out to see, and we're almost to the point where we're trying to get contractors, fallers, and possible cats to do fire breaks on our property. So the LIDAR maps will tell us where the biggest concentration of trees or whatnot are at, so that we can put fire breaks before Fort Steele.
When you say the Fort Steele property, is any of it included across the road? And when I'm saying across the road, what we see on the fires on the mountain, do we get a bit of a break from Highway 93-95 if it goes that far?
Well, we have Buckman Road, which goes down to the CPR, down to the Kootenai River, and then we have Holmes Road, which is now on evacuation alert where the Fort Steele Transfer Station is. We actually own the property that Fort Steele Transfer Station is on, so that's part of Fort Steele land. But we never use it, so we're happy to work with the regional district on that. But our concern is that at the back of our property, which is at the back of the railway loop, if you've ever been on the railway train, we would have to do a fire break there, I believe, so that we could move that, stop it from going forward.
Yes, and Buckman Road is the one that goes down on the west side. I know where you're at.
Right,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, I just don't know exactly where the property goes with all the acreage out there with Fort Steele. Is there some way the public can help right now? Do you have property? You're just saying that Brian stepped up there, but the Clydesdales will be taken care
of.
You've got donkeys and turkeys and other things, too.
We've got a ton of animals, and we are going to need some volunteer help because we... and you know what? That place is amazing for volunteers. We have so many great people on staff and so many great volunteers, but we're going to need some help with the turkeys, the ducks. You know, it's like moving a whole farm and just not knowing where to go. It's a tough job right now.
No, I'm sure it is. Have you got a pretty close visual? Have you been out and back this morning, or are you relaying some of this information? Kurt, I know you've got lots going on here.
I went down and seen the fire last night that is on Bill Nye Fire, which is the one that is of concern, and it is north of Lackett Mountain. So most people know where Lackett Mountain is, or Lackett Lookout is. Mm-hmm. So it's quite a bit north of that, but you know, it just has moved so quick. You know, it was a lightning strike when it first started about a week and a bit ago, and now it's turned into what it is. And I don't know if that's why they were doing an evacuation alert on Holmes Road, so that they can prepare to get their stuff together.
I'll go over that and let you get your breath here. We'll get more information, because if you need that help for volunteers, we want to help you out here today. It's a precautionary evacuation alert for 53 properties in the Lazy Lake area, and that's coming off the Bill Nye Mountain. So Lazy Lake, Lackett, and as Kurt just mentioned, Holmes Road, and one property on Wild Horse Forest Service Road. And something that they're asking, and they being the regional district here, if people have RVs, trailers, or boats in the Lazy Lake Recreation Site or BC Trails Camp ground. I guess there's two sites actually at Lazy Lake. Now's the time to move them. And it kind of compares to what Kurt's talking about now. This is in case it becomes an evacuation order. These are just boats and RVs. It's the animals and people that are going to be taking priority. Right.
Well, we of course. And again, we've got livestock that are heritage breeds. You know, these ducks are heritage breeds. There's no other way to put that. And we need to protect them and make sure that they're okay, so that we can carry on with what we do at Fort Steele, which is show heritage, heritage everything, you know,
for the whole area.
Yeah.
No, thank you. I know you're just coming out of COVID, as you mentioned. And then, of course, we were talking about the some of the damage to the Fisherville area up the road with the Friends of Fort Steele. Very good. If people want to help you with this, though, is there an easy way to get a hold of you?
Well, they can phone the fort, and we have the girls that are working. We're open, and they can take down, if you can facilitate any of our ducks or turkeys or anything that you think could work, we could, if you could phone the fort, and we can put you on that list. Now, we're hoping that this is going to be okay, but we have to prepare for it, and that's why we have to have, right now we're in the midst of, again, and I'll say it again, we might have to do a fire break and cut down a whole bunch of trees so that that fire doesn't go right into the fort and go that way, because this is all precautionary. I don't want everybody to freak out, but we have to prepare, and that's what we're all about. And you know, our planning is always been about what is the next step. I mean, when we had the fire down on the St. Mary's Band Indian Reserve last year, we had to deal with the same thing. Was it last year or the year before? God, we have so many fires now. Yeah. I can't. But anyway, just it's all precautionary, and we're just hoping for the best. And thanks everybody for your help along the way.
You know, your tone is fine, and it's not a panic tone. Thank you, and I appreciate that too. Board Chair Kurt Swanson on the air with us here, and making sure that we're taking good care, and if transfer is needed of those animals at Fort Steele Heritage Town.